This chazor is a chinesh b'chach yachas shagam Rabbi Yehudim sechus vachem daf gimel. So Ravina continues to tell Rapapa about Rav's discussion that Rapapa missed hearing. So he says like this. He says Rav asked, did Rabbi Yehudim name of Rav really say that a chatas that shechted for the sake of an oil is possible, but a chatas that shechted for the sake of chulin is valid? That would mean that he holds that something of its own kind, meaning like another carbon, affects it, but something not of its own kind, meaning chulin, doesn't affect it. Now Mishnah regarding a get says that a get written not for the sake of the woman to be divorced is possible, and in that case we say that even if it's written for the sake of a non-Jewish woman who is not the subject of the laws of get altogether and is therefore not considered to be of its own min, it's also possible. Rava answered, the difference between the cases is that in the case of get, if we remove the intent for the goy, it would be viewed as a get without specific intent for anybody, and therefore would be possible. Regarding the kabbanis, if we remove the intent for the chulin, it would be viewed as a carbon brought without specific intent, in which case we have learned that such a carbon is taka kosher. Rava then asked another contradiction. He asked, did Rabbi Yehuda name of Rav really say that a chatas that shechted for the sake of an oil is possible, but a chatas that shechted for the sake of chulin is kosher? That would mean that he holds that something of its own kind, another carbon, affects it, but something not of its own kind, chulin, does not affect it. Now, Braisa, that discusses a sheretz falling into an earthenware keli, in which case anything within the airspace of the keli becomes tamei. So the Braisa says that the pasuk says toichoi, meaning anything within it becomes tamei, and we darshan veloi toich toichoi, meaning toichoi veloi toich toichoi, meaning something that was in it with something that's within something else that was within the keli. Meaning there's a keli inside the earthenware keli, and the inside keli has food in it. The inside keli acts as a barrier, as a mechitza, like to the tamei sheretz that's within the outside keli, and the food therefore doesn't become tameh. And this is even if the inside keli is made of a material that could become tor in a mikveh, meaning it's not made of earthenware like the outside keli. This shows that even things that are not of its own kind create a separation and affect each other. If so, why is the chatas that was shechted for the sake of chulin still kosher? Rav answered that they treated chulin with regard to kachim like a mechitza is treated in an oven. Just like a mechitza in an oven would not serve to prevent the tumah from spreading into the entire oven, also chulin has no effect on kachim. The case of the braisa is different because that's not a case of mechitza, but it's rather a case of a keli. All kelim are of one category. Therefore, even a keli of a different material will affect and act as a barrier for the tumah on the outside keli. Rav explained, we see this halacha in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if a mechitza of boards or curtains is put into an earthenware oven and a sheretz is found on one side of the mechitza, the entire oven is tameh. If a basket that had holes that were plugged with straws and that with straw and were then lowered into an oven, if a sheretz is in the basket, the oven is tameh. If a sheretz is in the oven, everything in the basket becomes tameh. Rav Eliezer says, these cases are tohar. The mechitza is effective, creating a barrier for the tumah. Rav Eliezer says that there's a kal v'chomer. If a mechitza in a room can prevent the stringent tumas mace from spreading to an entire room, certainly it should prevent tumas sheretz from spreading to the entire oven. The Rabbanan said it's not a valid kal v'chomer. Partition can prevent tumah from spreading into an entire room because people normally partition a room and therefore consider that like now it's like two separate rooms. It doesn't prevent the tumah from spreading in a keli because people don't normally partition kelim. Shekhmar Rav's explanation of Rav works well according to Rabbanim, meaning the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, but doesn't work according to Rabbi Eliezer. Ephesmar Rabbi Eliezer would agree that the items that are not of the same kind do not affect, meaning, which is why the intent for chulin will make the chatas kosher. It's only in the case of Tuma where he dashes the Kalva Chaymer that he holds differently. Shekhmar, he should dash the Kalva Chaymer kachim as well. He should say, if kachim can make Tome and make possible other kachim, then certainly chulin could make other kachim a problem. Ephesmar rather will say that Rav follows the view of Rabbi Lazar, who dashes the pasuk to teach that only kachim can profane other kachim. Chulin cannot profane kachim. For acting Gemara, if a pasuk comes and teaches us not to dashen the kal v'chomer regarding kachim, we should say that this pasuk of toicha should come and teach us not to dashen the kal v'chomer regarding the tumah in the oven. And for tomorrow, the pasuk of toicha is needed for a different drush and is therefore not available to teach this. Zakmar Vaiter, Rabbi Yosef Bar-Ami asked a similar contradiction between intent for a different carbon and intent for a different owner. He asked, did Rav really say that a chatas that was shechted for the sake of another type of chatas is valid, but if it's shechted for the sake of an oil, it's possible? That would mean that he holds that something not of its own kind, a different carbon, affects it, but something of its own kind, another chatas does not affect it. We find that Rav said that a chatas that was shechted for the sake of someone else who was chayiv to bring a car, also a chatas, is possible. But if he has in mind for the sake of someone who is chayiv to bring an oil, it's kosher. This shows that he holds that something of its own kind does affect it, but something not of its own kind does not affect it. Rav Yosef Bar-Ami answered with regard to intent for the proper carbon, the pasuk says v'shochat oisol lechatos, and the chatos was shechted for the sake of the chatos, and therefore it's kosher. With regard to intent for the owner, the pasuk says v'chiper olav, which we darshan to mean that the carbon must be brought for him and no one else, but it also means that it's only possible for someone who needs this kapara like he does. Zakmar Vaiter v'chaviva has a similar contradiction between intent for someone other than the owner and the aloha of toicha. Yes, did Rav really say that a chatos that was shechted for the sake of someone else who was chayiv to bring a chatos is possible, but if he had in mind for the sake of someone who's chayiv to bring an oil, it's kosher? This shows that that he holds that something of its own kind affects it. Something not of its own kind doesn't affect it. However, the Braisa regarding the keli within the earthenware keli, like we spoke about before, teaches that even things not of its own kind affect and act to separate. Rav Aviva answered, the pasuk says toichay twice, which allows for four drushes. Toich, toichay, toich, toichay. One is to teach halacha that food within the earthenware keli becomes tame. One is if an exer shover to teach that when a sheretz is lowered into the airspace of an earthenware keli, it makes the keli tame even without touching it. One is to teach that the halacha, that this halacha is only for earthenware kelim, and one teaches that in this case, even something not of its own kind affects. Therefore, this case is an exception to the general rule because of the drasha of the pasuk.